This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. Amtower Off-Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is James Jimmy Baker, author of How to Win Business from the Government. And are you the founder of the Public Sector Technology Exchange?
I am, Mark.
Okay. And that's a West Coast-based / web-based organization providing just a ton of information via the web, right?
Yeah, well, what we do, ironically, it was sort of conceived out of the notion that there aren't a lot of independent venues that are bringing government and industry together to talk about the technology issues that impact us all. So we do things throughout the country. I happen to be based out here in California. And if you go out, for anyone listening, and it's publicsectortechnologyexchange.com. Yes, I won an award for the longest URL. And we have different interviews and sessions. And over the last year, we've done things on citizen engagement, legacy migration, virtualization. I think the most recent posting out there is an interview with the Carolyn Lawson, who's the CIO of the Oregon Health Authority, and really interesting discussion. So for anyone in our business, these are great places to go and really listen to someone who's ultimately our potential customer about what their challenges are with technology.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what you do for a living. You used to be here in D.C.
That's true. Born and raised, University of Maryland graduate, and lack for a better word, when my friend's kids say, "What do you do, Mr. Baker?" I say, "Well, I help people sell stuff." I'm a strategist and author, and I work with companies helping them penetrate both the federal and state governments. And I tend to be a little different than a lot of consultants. I roll up my sleeves. I do cold calls. So I not only give them the strategy, I help them execute and implement. And, you know, Mark, by and large, with a lot of the speaking engagements I do and other things, the thing that people always walk away with is say, we love that you give us tactics, stuff that we can do instantly to help our bottom line.
And, you know, ultimately, if you're going to be a consultant, you really have to do that if you're going to keep your pipeline full.
I agree with you.
So, you know, having done the consulting thing going on 27, 28 years now, believe me, I understand that one. And it's you know, it's kind of like,
yeah, you literally have to drink your own Kool-Aid to make something happen with it, else you have no credibility in the market.
Exactly. Now, every now and again, I will, how to Win Business from the Government is the book. It's been out 2 years now.
Right.
But every time I pick it up, I'm re-amazed, if there's such a word, at how chock full of usable information there is in here. And, you know, we met right after my first book came out.
I remember that. And we were at the Tower Club that evening. I do remember that. You gave me some good advice for my book. So,
well, you know, and obviously I think the only thing I told you was to record yourself talking rather than to try to write it.
Yes, you did. And that was good advice, because a lot of the feedback we've gotten on the book, and, you know, for anyone out there listening, it's a little over 100 pages. It's designed, if you travel like I do, if you're on an airplane, to read it in a setting. But what it does quickly, you know, there's no first, second, or third gear. You shift into fourth gear right away, and it's showing you stuff that you start doing right away. It's not a big, it's about execution. And, you know, for a lot of us that have businesses, we're trying to figure out how to grow them and do things. We need those things to, you know, to move better, quicker, faster. And I think the book, you know, definitely in the feedback that we've gotten over, you know, from many people that reviewed us, the same thing. And for anyone listening, if they go out to www.governmentbusinessbook.biz, you can actually go out there and see some of the reviews of the book, and just not take my word or Mark's word, and see what other folks are saying as well about it.
Well, number one, I've written two books on the government market, and I enjoy reading yours at least as much as I enjoy reading my own, because I learn different things from your book. But be that as it may, one of the reasons that that we're on this call today, other than me being a fan, is that you are going to be participating with me and my partner Kevin Young in the inaugural courses we're offering on the 23rd and 24th of August. And your session is really the government sales strategy session.
I'm thrilled to be coming into town on that and to be able to teach this. And you know, one of the things I would share with your audience listening in today is that years ago when I got into this business, there really wasn't any kind of venue that talked about taking research and executing in the sales strategy. I mean, as a young guy, I went to the Terry Kelly course.
Everybody went to Terry.
I did some stuff down at GW University to learn how to read the FAR, but there was no one preaching a message on how to do this. And you know, I think, Mark, the thing that you, me, Kevin, and some of the other brilliant speakers that you're bringing in here is we want to give people meat. We want to give them tactics that they can walk away with. So, right now, my opinion is anyone listening saying, okay, we got this guy Baker here saying he's going to teach class. What am I going to walk away with? And I would tell anyone listening that you will walk away with the following, whether you are a seasoned pro and have been doing this, 20, 30 years, like we have, or you're a new technology company and the idea of sales and marketing just horrifies you. You're going to learn how to go into the budget, read business cases, how to develop a tactical approach of qualified opportunities that meets what your company does. And we're just not going to stop there. We're then going to take that data, and we're going to show people how to make that into a sales pipeline. We're going to show you how to make business cases to the government, how to do cold calls, emails, and interact. And I have taught this course a number of times around the country. I just did a session down in San Diego, California, with the PTAC group there. And ironically, when we teach this thing, the people that have been doing this a long time or a little, they get fascinated with the budget because they've actually never looked in to see what the federal dollars are. And we're going to be really focusing on this word DME, Development Modernization Enhancement, which is the new money. And we're going to show folks how to understand where that is, pick up the phone, make a meeting, and go talk to someone about selling some stuff. So, like I said, the takeaway is it's going to be a hard-hitting, aggressive class that will teach not only your seasoned BD people, but people that are new into this, how to really focus in and figure out what to be doing here in the 81 billion 2012 IT marketplace.
Well, one of the cool things about the book is it's not just for sales or BD people; it's for marketing people too. It's you've got to understand where the opportunities lie and skew your marketing messages and your programs towards those opportunities.
We will. It's funny, and I'm sure you agree. That's one of the biggest complaints I've heard in my career. And when I was a sales guy carrying quota, I had the same complaint about marketing, and you hear this, and marketing always says sales never follows up on our leads, and sales always says marketing doesn't give us good leads. And one of the things that I try to teach companies about, and we'll talk about this in the course, is how to get a return on investment in any kind of marketing you do, how you begin to look at it, because I know sometimes as, whether you're a large business or a small business, you are flooded with an assortment of opportunities to go and set up tables. And, I'll give you an example right now. I can't say the name of the company, but one of my clients there in the D.C. metro area is a healthcare fraud, audit, and abuse company. And one of my things I'm doing for them right now is helping them prepare for a demo that they're giving at a conference. They're not doing 50 conferences this year. They're doing a couple of them, and we're very focused on having that right audience that we can sell our services to be there. And we're spending a lot of time on the phones and talking to people, making sure we get the right kind of people in the seat so that we can actually make some leads and close some business out of it. So we're going to really get into that, the channel, and we're going to spend some time as well on branding, which is something I think a lot of companies don't tap into the power of what you can do with social media nowadays. It's a great equalizer. So We'll definitely be getting into that. But again, you know, the meat of the course is to teach anyone out there to understand how to, you know, from hearing it, coming in and sitting in, the next day they'll be able to go and execute, and we'll make sure that they walk away with that.
Okay, in the next segment, I'll tell them where they can find the course. Right now, tell them where they can buy the book.
You can go out and buy the book at www.governmentbusinessbook.biz. There is a link there. If you order it from my publisher, we have something set up for all of Mark's listeners where you get free shipping, which is not a bad deal.
Not bad.
We'll also be selling copies on the 24th there when I'm in town for the George Mason University course.
Indeed we shall. My guest today is Jimmy Baker, author of How to Win Business from the Government. When we come back, we're going to delve deeper into both the book and what's going to happen at the course on the 24th. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job. But I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that. So I called Matrix Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-588-5514.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-588-5514. 1-800-588-5514.
Concerned about your health? Then be sure to catch the groundbreaking radio show Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Join host Dana Lake and Kevin Passero as they bring you the latest news about traditional and alternative medicine, dietary supplements, nutrition, and healthy living. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio. Visit myvillagegreen.com. Listen to past shows and discover other healthy living resources. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Garden of Life and Himalaya Herbal Healthcare.
Looking to get more from your technology investment? Look to HP Desktop Computing, powered by Vision Pro technology from AMD. Together, HP and AMD deliver more desktop computers with exceptional visual performance, enhanced energy efficiency, and advanced security features, available in a range of sleek, space-saving designs. Give everyone in your agency the power to perform at a price that makes it possible. Give them the power of HP and AMD. To find out how, go to hp.com/go/perform.
Here's Gus Hunt, Chief Technology Officer, CIA, on the Federal Executive Forum on Emerging Technologies, sponsored by Riverbed Technology.
It's an environment that has radically shifted how we deliver capabilities from as a reactive world to a proactive world, where we can truly be agile, responsive, and actually, as a government, deliver what has emerged in the outside world as what we call frictionless IT.
To listen to the whole program made possible by Trezza Media Group, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
How would you like to increase the productivity of your mobile and teleworkers? Now you can through Riverbed. Their WAN optimization solutions empower mobile workers with high-performance access to email, files, and applications and keep them collaborating in real time. Challenges and delays in working remotely suddenly disappear, and you're complying with telework and COOP mandates. Free your mobile workers to work anywhere with Riverbed. Learn more at riverbed.com. That's R-I-V-E-R-B-E-D.com. Riverbed. Think fast.
What is the mission of the National Guard Joint Continuous Process Improvement Initiative? How is the Guard improving its operations, becoming more efficient, and promoting organizational excellence? Join host Michael Keegan as he explores these questions and much more with Colonel Donald Dellinger, Deployment Director of the Continuous Process Improvement Initiative at the National Guard Bureau, next week on the Business of Government Hour.
Your new Cocker Spaniel is waiting to meet you, and you don't have to travel very far. This weekend and almost every weekend, Oldies But Goodies Cocker Spaniel Rescue holds at least one adoption show in the greater D.C. area. Find out where we'll be this weekend by checking out CockerSpanielRescue.com. Stop by to meet the many homeless Cockers of all ages who are looking for their new home. These dogs have already been spayed or neutered and have all their shots. For more information on adoption, fostering, or volunteering, visit CockerSpanielRescue.com.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Jimmy Baker, author of How to Win Business from the Government. Jimmy, you use a couple of research tools, sometimes that are maligned or belittled in the market. Let's start off with FBO, Federal Business Ops. A lot of people say if it's on FBO, it's probably wired or too late in the process, etc. Why do you use FBO?
There's a couple reasons I use FBO. It keeps me aware of awards and different things that are happening in certain agencies. And, you know, I can tell you, if something hits FBO, sometimes it is already wired and ready. But, however, there are a lot of opportunities, and particularly in the small business arena, where the government has had more of a trend over the last few years where they're looking for innovation. They're looking for source of thought to help them fix problems. And, you know, we remember, Mark, you know, a time when the government would come to us and say, here's our standard and spec, do it exactly, and tell me, you know, the best government experience you have. And that day has changed. So I'm looking for pieces of information that says, hey, we need some ideas there. And, again, there have been deals that I've tracked a year and a half out in one. There have been other things that I just frankly wasn't aware of. I see them in FBO and have responded in one. So I generally, for the clients I work, we do a weekly pulse just to see what's floating through there. And, it's a good practice to get in. So I'm, like I said, the other thing that I use FBO for, and this is probably sometimes more important, is I look for the award. I find out who's been doing business in certain agencies and what kind of information there is about incumbents. So I generally find it to be a pretty good resource for myself when I'm doing things.
Okay. Now, another one that a lot of people don't even tap into anymore is the Federal Procurement Data System.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because it's sometimes tough to navigate. But for anyone listening, if you got a pen and paper, and we'll have some links up on the website, but www.fpgs.gov is a great site. And this is what I love about it. You can actually go in by NAIC code or a contracting officer or any variety of information, and you can find out where dollars are coming out of. You can find out, you know, what an agency, who they've been spending with. I mean, that's the stuff also out in USA.gov. But I particularly like the FPDS because sometimes it's a little tough to navigate through. I generally get on the phone, and they have great customer help people, and I just tell them what I'm looking for, and they'll help me do it. So, you know, if you're, let's just say, for example, you're an 8A company and you sell to, Department of Agriculture, and you want to go in and see, you know, what the 8A activity has been in there. You want to go in and see what contracts are coming up for expiration. It's a great place to go to. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of times this is a repository where a lot of the subscription services that are out there on the market get their information from. So it's a good resource for you to learn how to work. And we'll be in the class. We're going to go into detail how you work and leverage this thing.
All right. I'm going to throw a couple more at you without warning. OMB filings are often quite informative if you know where to get them and know what to look for in them. So
yes.
Let's start off with the 300.
Okay. A great, great document. Let's talk about what that is. For anyone listening, if you don't know what the 300 is, this is going to be a great chance for you to learn something really important. But Form 300A is what agencies fill out for a business case. And whether you love George Bush or you hate him, one of the awesome things that he started implementing in government 10 years or so ago was making agencies like the commercial world fill out a business case of what they're doing with taxpayers' money and how they're spending it. Now, And what would happen in the old days, these business cases were really hard to get. You'd have to FOIA them. Sometimes they'd give them to you or not. We're living a day and age right now where you can pretty much go and get them on any website. And here's what the beauty is. So back in up gear, 300A is a great place to look. It's actually the business case of large IT projects. And what you can learn about on these is you can actually get a breakdown of how much an agency is spending for hardware, software, and services. And, you know, one of the big mistakes that I see a lot of times, Mark, when folks are going after government bids, you'll see, I don't know, let's say you see a job for $1 million, and you're going, oh, this is really great, we can do this. And one of the questions I always ask folks, well, how much of that million is actually going to trickle into you and your employees and your business? And the business case can show you that. So let's take the example of $1 million. Let's say we're reading about a typical CETA deal, Systems Engineering Tech Assistance deal. And we find out that 75% of it's going to go for services, 25%, let's just say, for software. So we would learn that, hey, if I'm going to sell a little bit of product here, $250,000, and the rest of it, which I think, you know, if you're a CETA contractor, it'd be $750,000 annually. That would be, five to ten people down there at an agency doing the implementation of the software. So we'll begin to look at that. Now, for the folks, I'm gonna switch a gear real quick. I want to also give them places they can go and find this stuff. You know, it's great to say it, but sometimes if you don't tell people where it is. So let me give people out there listening a couple tips. First off, the Obama administration at whitehouse.gov has done a terrific job putting all of this information together. If you go out to whitehouse.gov/omb/e-gov/docs, I know that's a long URL and we'll get it out there for you, but you're going to go to a place where you can actually begin to see where the 300s are posted. The other thing that you can do, and Mark and I did this while we were on the phone together, because, you know, sometimes it's easy for us to spit out a website, but we took an example of Health and Human Services. And if you want to do, let's say, a Google or Bing search on these keywords, you can generally find them for your agency. So what Mark and I did with the search engine is we put in the words Health and Human Services, CPIC, we're going to talk about what that word is in a minute, CPIC, and 300, and literally we were able to pull up on the CIO's webpage for Health and Human Services all of their business cases. This word we're using, CPIC, is another really, really important term that everyone should get a hold of, but it's called Capital Planning, Investment, and Control, and it's not going into a ton of detail. It's just the process that's used to plan and spend money. It might be a good way to say it for our purposes today. But again, pick your target agency, do a Google or Bing search at the name of the agency, CPIC and 300, and you'll probably be driven to a page where they're all listed.
Bingo. Do you want to tap into the 53? Actually, let's hold off on 53s. We're coming up on a break.
Okay.
My guest today is Jimmy Baker. Jimmy's the author of How to Win Business from the Government. He's going to be teaching a government sales strategy course at George Mason University, part of the Government Market Master Program at George Mason, August 24. That information will be up at the Federal News Radio site, as well as a lot of other links. When we come back, we'll talk about the 53s. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
And now Ask the CIO, brought to you by Vion Corporation.
Rick Holgate is the CIO of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. He says mobile computing will make data more accessible in the field.
Everything from, obviously, the video surveillance, but also office productivity, the ability to access our case management system, the ability to pull up reports and statistics, the ability to tap into other sorts of law enforcement databases, really giving them the entire portfolio of things that they normally need a much more heavy laptop to get to.
Whether your organization calls it cloud, utility computing, managed services, or capacity services, at the core is the rapid provisioning of information technology infrastructure. At Vion Corporation, they pioneered capacity services 10 years ago. Vion was awarded the first and currently holds the largest federal government capacity services contract. They provide government IT owners an agile financial vehicle for meeting mission-critical IT needs. Vion and Hitachi Data Systems have been delivering IT solutions to the government for over 31 years. Visit Vion.com to learn more.
Listen to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio 1500 AM every Friday morning at 11. Brought to you by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth. Fed Talk features live interviews with guests from the federal community sharing their insights on issues that affect you. Call in or email questions or comments to FedTalk@FederalNewsRadio.com. Fed Talk is sponsored by GEICO. This week's Encore show, host Deborah Roth will take a look inside the intelligence community and IC collaboration with Booz Allen Hamilton Executive VP Richard Wilhelm and the FBI Intelligence Analysts Association.
My family struggled, and it was assumed that while I would go to college, I would have to pay for it myself.
Charlie wasn't sure how to get the money she needed for college. Then she found out about federal student aid and the FAFSA.
I don't think I quite realized what a huge deal actually graduating was. Federal student aid definitely made that happen.
Need help planning and paying for college? Find out more at college.gov.
My name is Charlie, and this is my story.
With vacation time just around the corner, Ackerman Security can help keep families like yours safe and secure. For just $18.95 a month, trust in the protection of Ackerman's nationally certified monitoring center and switch your existing system at no cost and that great $18.95 rate. And Ackerman is the only company with a guaranteed response time. Federal government employees get an added bonus. 4 months of monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or AckermanSecurity.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth, every Saturday here on Federal News Radio at 10 a.m. Please join me this week for my special guest, Christine Ballard, partner at Dixon Hughes Goodman, and she is a specialist in the international tax area. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin Feldman & Pittleman, a full-service law firm serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area. Visit us on the web at ofplaw.com.
Quest Government Services is becoming CenturyLink. CenturyLink is positioned to support your mission objectives and provide you with an enhanced product and service portfolio. With our global reach, expanded nationwide network, and financial strength, we are linking IT leaders to a better future. Your link to the future begins here. One company, stronger connected. See the benefits of partnering with us at quest.com/federal. That's quest.com/federal.
Profile America, Monday, August 8th. One of the highlights of this year's golf calendar gets underway today at the Atlanta Athletic Club in Johns Creek, Georgia, the 93rd championship of the Professional Golfers Association of America. Many golfers have secured their place in the sport's history at the event. First played in 1916, the great Walter Hagen won the Cup five times. The PGA Championship draws the strongest field of contenders in the annual schedule of tournaments. Because of its nature, the event is not open to amateurs, of which there are many because of the game's popularity. In the U.S., nearly 26 million people enjoy golfing each year, playing on almost 16,000 courses around the country. You can find these and more facts about America from the U.S. Census Bureau online at census.gov.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Jimmy Baker. Jimmy is the author of How to Win Business from the Government. It's a short book, boys and girls. If you're looking for a lot of meat in a small package, this is it. Pick it up, How to Win Business from the Government. You can find the book at governmentbusinessbook.biz. And if you order it... you can get it without paying shipping, right?
The publisher has something set up, and we'll have a link posted where be able to have it without shipping. I'll save you a few bucks in the mail. But I think, like you're saying, Mark, it's just a tactical guide of how to research and, really find where the government budget is and what they're going to do with it.
The bang for the buck of the book is tremendous. All right. Next item on our agenda on our non-agenda, OMB 53s.
Okay, let's talk about Exhibit 53. One of the things we're going to be doing in the class is we're going to be showing you all how to literally download the Exhibit 53s for all the federal agencies. So let me put this in layman speak. The government has a big, giant Microsoft Excel spreadsheet of about 600 line items, 6,000 business line items. And what they do in this spreadsheet, it's a fascinating document. I've actually gone through all the line items, is they will give you a description of how the government's going to spend the money. They'll give you what's called a line of business, how they're tracking it. They have some really neat codes and number sequences that will actually tell you what the office is coming out of. And what's really neat is when you start reading the budget, they put money in two different terms that I think is really important. One of them is called DME. That stands for Development, Modernization, and Enhancement. The other is Steady State. And here's why these budget numbers are really important for your business for 2012. I have seen too many people mess up their companies, lose their jobs by tracking deals that were not funded. And you've got to know how to look in that in the budget. So just because your subscription service says an RFP is coming out, it may not be funded. And sometimes contracting officers may not know if it's funded, or a small business officer. And you've got to do the homework yourself to make sure that actual money is going to flow into this program. So when we get to the class, and I will tell you, Mark, I've taught this course for a number of years. This is always a big ticket item for people. Is we're going to crunch this thing and show you how to pull it up. It's that same WhiteHouse.gov OMB site that we referenced earlier. And what you're going to do is you're going to scroll down. So if you're sitting there at a browser right now, go out to WhiteHouse.gov OMB /eGov/docs. And you're going to go down to something called Federal IT Spending for Budget Year 2012. And these are the Exhibit 53s. And literally, you're going to start seeing how much money. And this, and what we're going to be looking at in the class is showing you, the steady state money is what, pays the offices, the lights, the existing money in there. But the DME money is the new money that's floating into a program. So, when you hear people like me say it's the government's estimating $81.2 billion for IT, hardware, software, and services for 2012. What you all need to know is how much of that's DME, and then more importantly, how much of it pertains to your company, and lastly, how you're going to go and get it. And, coming out to our class on the 24th, we'll show you all that.
There you go. So you sent me an email the other day, and you outlined a few other things that you you wanted to talk about. Let's go through a couple of them.
Yeah, for the folks listening, Mark and I have been discussing about being in this business for a number of years of what's truly been lacking, and from the best we can tell, there's a lot of people that say they offer sales strategies. There's a lot of people that will promote the idea of doing it, but no one is really offering this nitty-gritty, roll up your sleeves, get it done right now, figure out where we go, actionable plan that we're going to be showing you all. So one of the things that we're going to be teaching you all to do is how to really research your government customer. One of the problems with a lot of businesses, and this is whether they're big or small, is that they're woefully underprepared when they go in to meet with a CTO or a CIO about what their challenges are and how their unique selling proposition benefits them. And, unfortunately, far too often, people either lead with their size or who they are and who they know, and they've really forgotten how to make a business case to the government. So we're going to be showing you some incredible research places, but that's not enough for me. I mean, anyone can, rifle off a few sites and say, go and know this, but we're going to show you how to take all this data And Mark, one of the other things that we're also going to be looking, not only GAO, but we're going to talk about how you can close deals off of Inspector General reports, and that'll be a neat topic. But we're going to take all this data and show you how to weight it, how you should assign a value to it to figure out what your priority is. So if you have sales and business development people working for you, one of the things you should be saying to them is, okay, 2012, we're getting ready to wrap up 2011. What's your plan for 2012? What are the funded deals? What are we going to go after? And who we're going to call? So we're going to spend a lot of time helping companies be able to take the money, map it back to the strategy and the mandates and missions of that agency, and be able to create an unforgettable impression. And we're going to get into some real tactics for selling. And you do not have to be, a salesperson for this. It's actually geared for folks who want to understand how you begin and start the sales process. And one of the things, one of my bosses years ago made me put a sign up on my desk when I was selling to the feds, where am I in the sales process? And I think one of the things we lose track of sometimes in working with government is we forget where we are with it and what part of the sales process we're in. So we're going to spend some time really helping you understand that once you get all this research together and you've started making phone calls and presentations, maybe putting a team in agreement or looking at bidding this, we're going to fundamentally help you understand where you go from attention to close in the sales cycle and how you can move that forward. Let me just take a breather there, Mark, and see if you have any other questions about some of the topics.
This is kind of an A to Z kind of thing. But
I think the other thing, it's ironic, Mark, one of the other questions that comes up to me all the time when I do speaking, and for those that are old enough to remember a Rolodex, I get this question all the time. They say, Baker, you must have a Rolodex, and you can pick up the phone and call anywhere and get people to meet with you. And I got to tell you, the government's too big for me to possibly capture. I mean, we're dealing with agencies that are the size of like General Motors or Honda. I mean, these are huge, huge places, and you can't possibly do it. So sometimes with clients, I'm calling into areas where I'm not known, where I don't have someone. And by the way, a relationship gets you so far, but you ultimately have to show value to close the deal and the return on investment to that government end user. So I'm going to be talking about some tactics and sharing with you stories of when I've worked with commercial companies and have had to parachute them into agencies that they've never been in before and how we've stood up beachheads and done that. So we're going to have some more stories in there. But again, we're going to show you how you literally make a call, send in an appropriate email, how you set up an agenda with someone's scheduler, how you control the meeting, what you get out of it for next steps. And we'll go into all that in detail, as well as teaching people how you leverage things like the channel and other marketing partners. So it should be, again, a very robust kind of dialogue. And when you walk out of there, you're going to probably be a little more excited about federal sales and have a real idea how to fine-tune what you're doing in 2012.
What do you use for your Rolodex these days? I know I have my preferred source.
It's funny. I still keep the paper business cards in a box. I have an iPhone now. I have Microsoft Outlook, and I'm always jumping between machines. But I still like the I think I'm just a product of it probably dates me a bit. I just still like the physical card that I can do. And I've tried all kinds of systems. The other thing, I will tell you though, the one service that I absolutely love, and if you go out to jamesjbaker.com, you can find me on Facebook, GovLoop, all these social media sites. But I really like LinkedIn too, as a venue to interact with other business people, and that is becoming my modern day Rolodex more and more. And what I like about LinkedIn is that. And they didn't pay me to say this at all, but, Facebook's what it is. Some of the other sites are what they are. But for people in the IT, I get a lot of good rhetoric, a lot of good insight to what's going on in this community by my LinkedIn contact. So that's kind of becoming, I've got a box in my office, a shoebox with cards in it, and then yep. I also have a lot of stuff on LinkedIn that I use.
Well, I'll tell you,
on the 23rd of August, I'll be doing a half day. Your session is a full day. I'll be doing a half day on social media, and LinkedIn is going to be a significant portion of that. But I have some guest speakers coming in with me, one government and a couple industry folks. But you're absolutely right. One of the things I do with my business cards when I get them home after any venue, networking venue, I immediately reach out to people and see if they're on LinkedIn. If they are, I want to connect to them. And I was saying, you know, we just met at, you know, the Input Holiday Party. We met at an AFSEA breakfast, you know, whatever the event, I send them an invite and connect with them immediately on LinkedIn if they're in the government market. And if it's a networking event, it's going to be the government market because I don't do other ones. So
yeah, I'm with you on that. It's a, you know, like I said, if you head out on James J. Baker, I have little icons and, you know, but I find more and more the people that are in our business are doing less Twittering and Facebook postings, and they're out on LinkedIn. And LinkedIn has a really neat niche right now in the marketplace. So I may even try to sit in on that session because it sounds intriguing.
Please do. I could use more warm bodies. There you go. My guest today is Jimmy Baker, author of How to Win Business from the Government. When we come back, we may talk a little more about social networking, branding, and other things that that companies should be doing to get the attention of clients and partners. I'm Mark Amtower. You're listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Government personnel must continue to achieve mission-critical objectives no matter their work environment. Video conferencing technologies provide a highly effective collaboration solution for federal employees affected by budget cuts, BRAC initiatives, and telework mandates if they are secure based on open standards and deployable in limited bandwidth environments. Polycom is the first video provider to have an ultimate HD portfolio that is JITC certified, offering real-time face-to-face communication without compromising secure networks or consuming excessive bandwidth. Polycom enables government customers to collaborate over voice and video anywhere, anytime, securely both inside and outside the firewall, offering high-definition video calls at half the bandwidth of other companies. To learn more, visit polycom.com/federal.
The Telework Center arms you with all the information you need to know about teleworking in the federal government. Go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword Polycom.
What Facebook has done, they're transforming advertising. With Google click-through, you don't really know who's clicking through. But with Facebook, you can so specify who's looking at your ads that it's extremely targeted. That's why Google is so worried, because Facebook has created this closed ecosystem. They don't allow Google search into their little private kingdom. And Google is afraid that the Facebook community will become larger than Google's.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Meeting mission goals through technology, brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
The Navy and Marine Corps want to explore ways to lower their IT costs by partnering with the private sector on data center consolidation. They're asking industry for ideas on how the joint data centers could shrink the 80 centers the Department of the Navy operates now all around the world into a more rational footprint while still maintaining high availability and performance. The department has been told to cut its costs for business information technology systems by 25%.
General Dynamics Information Technology is dedicated to providing the latest, highest quality information technology services and resources to help organizations meet their mission objectives. Large-scale IT systems and communications networks are the strategic and operational heart of defense, intelligence, civilian government, and private business. They require the expertise of a company that delivers results. General Dynamics Information Technology, information technology and professional services. Go to GDIT.com to learn more. That's GDIT.com.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series, Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power, Grantham University, and MetLife. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible.
March for Babies!
Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Jim Flysick. Please join me on August 9th at 12 noon for my monthly series, The Federal Executive Forum. This program will focus on cybersecurity progress and best practices within the federal government. The panel includes government leaders from USDA and NIST. Don't miss the Federal Executive Forum on Tuesday, August 9th at 12 noon, right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and online at federalnewsradio.com.
Sponsored by McAfee HP Enterprise Services and Red Hat.
Wake up and drive in with Tom Temin and Amy Morris on The Federal Drive. It's your early line on the day ahead from your trusted advisors. Tom and Amy give you a full view of the issues. Find out what your colleagues in other agencies are up to and what policy and congressional developments mean to you. The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. My guest today is Jimmy Baker. James J. Baker is the author of How to Win Business from the Government. Let's get back to a little bit of what they're going to learn, both in your class and maybe from a few of the others. There's six classes, by the way, on the 23rd and 24th of August, covering business development, intro to the government market, the set-aside programs, mapping out and overall go-to-market strategy, and Jimmy's class, which is the sales strategy portion. My class will deal with social media. So there's three on the 23rd, three on the 24th. But Jimmy, creating government demand. We've gone over going through all of these websites, FBO, all the OMB stuff. Give me a little idea of the information you extract from that and then apply not to your sales process, but your marketing, branding, and positioning process.
Yeah, ironically, yesterday I was having lunch in Sacramento, California with a extremely bright technology company that is actually in, not liberty to say, but has an offering that we have not seen yet, and it's really neat. And one of the things they were asking me to do is, you know, how do we position ourselves? We know what we got works, and one of the things that a lot of companies don't spend time doing is understanding how their customer thinks and what are the critical trends that are happening in government. When you do the research. And we're going to show you how to look at the budget and figure out what your company does to what the government's offering. You're going to begin kind of seeing a pattern of some serious problems that the government has. When we go through the OIG and GA report, you're going to start seeing some needs that they have. And what we're ultimately going to show you is how to look into the Federal CIO Council. You're selling, we'll mention NASIO for those that are in the state market. And we're going to show you how to look at those organizations of what they're saying their big problems are for anyone that's in government right now. And again, this is the unofficial Jimmy Baker opinion, but here's the deal. We've got a government that runs half on legacy systems, these big giant computers from the 80s that they are trying to migrate into a very secure virtual environment. And you got to kind of figure out where you play in the scope of that. Vivek Kundra in February posted his 25 web goals. So if you're starting to read, you know, what's happening in the Federal CIO Council, what's happening in agencies, you're going to start to see a transition. So if you're a company that's selling web page development and the government's talking about something else, they're not going to be able to hear you. Mark, probably more years than I care to remember, I was teaching a class out in Atlanta for the Small Business Administration, and I was sharing with the people how to, you know, get the words, the phrases that the government use. And at the end of the class, you know, I always open up for questions. And I remember this tiny petite gray-haired woman in the back said, I'd like to make a comment. And she goes, I'm auditing this class for the government. And I'm thinking, oh, man, she's going to hammer me. Spouting the truth, and sometimes my opinion is what it is. And she said, I got to tell you, if you all do what this young man's telling you to do, we would be more inclined to listen to you. Most of the time, you industry come at us with what you are, but not what we need. So taking that to heart right now in a marketing message, there's some great, organizations that teach people how to make sure whatever they're saying on their web page resonates on their Facebook, their LinkedIn site, and that you have a message. And, you know, what I have found, back to what we're talking about, as you start pulling all this research and stuff together, you're going to be able to formulate an offering that says, the government's spending a bucket of money with these problems, and we've got a solution here. And you're going to learn how to create a solution that your target market will want to buy.
There you go. Tailoring your message to specific audiences, basically differentiating yourself in ways that resonate in the market, and highlighting the applicable skills that you have gives you that competitive advantage that you really need going into, let's say something like the STARS program, STARS 2. All right, you got, 599 companies on this thing.
Yeah, a lot.
Hello. It's probably going to be, a zillion task orders over X number of years, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you differentiate yourself?
Well, it begins by understanding your customer. It begins by understanding what they do. And I would tell you, Mark, I spend a lot of my time traditionally when I work with clients. I don't like running where all the big RFPs are. I like finding business problems that I can fix. And when we're in the class, I'm going to share a couple stories where we found problems in inspector general reports where agencies were struggling and offered a solution to fix them and ended up doing work through GSA. Never got announced out.
That's the kind of business you want. Doesn't hit FBO.
Yep. And those are great places to be because I don't want to go where hundreds of folks are. But, my opinion for anyone that is on a GWAC, and we've all been here, you get this GWAC, you're excited, you've spent all the spin proposal dollars to get it, and today it's awarded, you get zero in revenue, and you're like, and then your bosses come to you and say, well, how are you going to fix that? And you got to create what's called a run rate, and you've got to understand where the pockets are. So when we're at the class, we're going to talk about, and particularly with some of the big GWACs out, we'll talk about how you can leverage that into what you're going to learn on the budget. And when folks read, Mark and I alluded to earlier, the Exhibit 53 is when you download that spreadsheet, each agency can have between, 300 to 600 listings in the budget of IT purchases. So it's massive. And you're going to learn how to go through that for your particular agency. But I will tell you, and I don't mean to sound, condescending or simplistic, but good sales is always about this. What does it do for the person buying it? How does it help make them better or save them time or money? It's got little to do with you. And if you're smart enough to figure out, what it does for the person you're selling to, maybe it helps someone get a promotion. Maybe it helps fix a problem that the agency has been hemorrhaging on. If you can begin to understand those things, you'll kind of get out of this muck where you're chasing the bones everyone else is, and you're going after them saying, we are a experienced technology firm that understands this technology so well, and we know that you have these challenges. Here's how we can fix them. It's a very different dialogue than, are you going to buy any, virtualization software today? Will you buy it for me? And we're going to talk about how to really leverage, and this is an old term, but it's still very important for today, your unique selling proposition. I'm going to just spin for 1 second on one other tangent. And I know Mark will hit this in his class, but when people look at the government, they forget that it's over 26 vertical markets and probably each agency. The government buys healthcare services. They have hospitality. They have huge logistics operations. And if you haven't spent time to say, we're this to that vertical, that's something that you need to spend some time on. And then once you get that understanding, then you can understand how to begin putting it out there in some of the, marketing communication venues.
Well, there. Jimmy, that's a great place to wrap up. So we're going to cut it there. You've been listening to Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest today has been Jimmy Baker, author of How to Win Business from the Government. Jimmy will be our guest presenter on August 24th at Government Sales Strategy Seminar at George Mason University. And the program, you can find the program at http://som.gmu.edu. edu/GMM. Jimmy, thank you for joining me today, man. I appreciate it.
It was fun, Mark. Looking forward to seeing everyone in Northern Virginia there on the 24th.
There you go, man. Thank you very much. And remember, you've not been everywhere till you've been off center with AmTower.
You've been listening to AmTower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. AmTower Off Center, Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.